What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Lakita Moore Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. I am one of the hosts of this weekly podcast, and I am joined by my husband of 14 years. I'm going to go ahead and say 14.
We
like right there at the door.
Yeah, we right there knocking at it.
The other host of this podcast, tell them who you are.
What's happening, family? I am Marcus Tanksley, also known as Tank, also known as Marcusing on the Gram, on Instagram, Marcusing on the Book, on Facebook, and That Heifer. What else? Whole bunch of stuff. Thank y'all for tuning in. If this is your first time watching or listening to Is This Gonna Cause an Argument, we do not usually sound like we are in the shower. It's too much echo.
It's fine.
We're actually in our sitting area in our bedroom. We just moved into this house and nothing is in this room.
No.
So the sound of our voices is just bouncing off the ceiling, off the floor, walls, and right back to where it started.
It's so, bouncing, yeah, it's okay.
It's not.
It's fine. So this is a weekly podcast where we discuss whatever is on our hearts, whatever's on our minds, whatever Marcus comes up with a couple of minutes before the podcast starts.
Hey, no, this is well planned and thought out months, okay?
Is it, baby?
Months in advance.
Months in advance, this man came up with months. This topic.
Yes.
But before we jump into it, we want to give a huge shout out to our Patreon that is watching us film this live. We call them our immediate family. We also have little names of endearment like Angel Wings, Tanks Riders, Them Heifers.
Yeah.
What they know is that we love them and we love their support.
Even if they see me in public and be like, I ain't no heifer.
We're going to tell the whole story. Like, we're going to tell you the story. We're going to tell the story. But if you would like to join our Patreon, you can go to www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. We also have three sponsors today that we are super duper excited about. They are Apostrophe, Monk Pack, and Ritual. We will tell you more about them later on in the podcast, and we would love if you all show them some support, because it shows us support. Okay, so since our children are not with us, we won't do a Tanksley Pride story, but we will give you all an update on them before we jump into the main topic.
We're getting constant updates about them fools.
I talk to them and see them every single day because they're my babies.
Absolutely.
But for those of y'all who don't know, we sent our children off to Kentucky for 6 weeks. We shall never do that again, but...
No, we're going to do it again. We just ain't going to send them away with the people
that, they're with.
Little do they know, they're never getting our kids again.
Don't forget, they can watch.
I know, that's why I'm saying it. They can just call each other and talk about it. Did you hear what he said? What did he say? Yeah, that's what he said. I don't know. Whoop it. That's all right. We're going to talk about it.
We're going to talk about it. Yeah. But we like to usually start this podcast off with one of two topics, and that's either Tanksley Pride, which is stories about our children. We have four boys. Or we do In My Feelings, where we talk about whether we're feeling good about something or whether something has pissed us off. So
we usually talk about both.
Yeah, it's I'm not saying or as in one or the other. I'm saying or as in you're going to get one, or we're going to say the other.
Mm-hmm. Why are you getting distracted over here? You keep talking.
No, I was realizing that what I was saying wasn't making as much sense as I wanted to make.
Because you're over here meddling.
Okay, so did anything irritate me this week? I feel as though this week is going really smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Me being as chunky as I am is pissing me off. My husband gave me a hint in a conversation that we had.
The hell I did.
Marcus, let's not play that game right now.
Angel?
Yes.
You fool of shit.
Marcus gave me the subtlest of hints, as he is known to do. He just didn't want to fess up to it. But I am just a big girl right now. I am wearing size clothing that I typically don't wear. I ate a lot as we transitioned from our old house to this house. And I'm tired of weighing the amount that I weigh. I don't even know how much I weigh. Actually, I haven't weighed myself. I'm tired of having to wear the size
clothing. Did the scale come in?
That might be it.
That's probably it.
Yeah, that's probably what came in. That's
about the size bag in it, thing. I dropped it, so it might be broke again.
Why were you, what were you going to say? You asked if the scale came in from so I could stay on the scale and know how much
I weigh. No. That just triggered me.
To ask.
Because I need to weigh myself.
I don't know how much I weigh. It's a lot because the size that I have never worn this size and not have just had a baby. In fact, they ain't no baby. Okay. The Ellises, yes, praise God, they're having their fourth baby. Mm-hmm. We have had our fourth and final. There is more babies coming out of this womb. So your girl is just thick. She's just thick right now. And so trying on clothes, seeing my body just pouring into outfits, seeing things just be so tight. I try to put on these cute shorts for our anniversary trip that we're going to be taking. And they were cutting all up in me. Couldn't button them. Marcus said, just keep them until you lose the weight. I'm also going to go ahead and get the size up as well so that I can wear them on the trip because I want some shorts. Trying on clothes in front of Marcus is hilarious.
I'm just keeping a straight face.
I know.
There's nothing like I can say that will benefit this part of her segment. So
keep going. Marcus, how hard is it for you when I'm trying on clothes and I'm like, okay, thoughts?
It's not hard. See, actually, it's like, it's almost like
I meant to say, how hard is it for you to say how you feel?
It's not hard at all. I always say how I feel.
I'm not baiting you. I'm giving you the opportunity to be like it. You can be honest. Be like, it is hard for me to say what I
Zoom
want
in.
And you not take
Zoom
it
in.
The wrong way.
There is nothing that I can say ever. You hear me?
Back up. Why do you say there's nothing that you can say ever? That's not the truth. That's not the truth. You really feel like you can't.
I can be, if I say, tell her I'm being honest, the fact that she's asking me if I'm being honest is already implying that I'm lying.
This is why, let me tell you, this is the reason why this happens. Because my husband likes to be, the words are passive aggressive when it comes to his opinion of my clothes. See, this is what it used to be. Let me give you a history. Y'all, we didn't brought the helicopters.
Y'all, let me tell you, I'm willing to take the charge. I'm just going to start firing shots at these fools. Just clear the area.
We better call Lauren because that's circling over the street.
Something happened. Tell them, chill out over there.
Anyways, this is what happened. So, when me and Marcus first started dating, I would come out and be like, how does this look? And Marcus would go to the negative first, hardcore. That's way too tight. And I'd be like, dang. And he'll be like, no, it's not that it looks bad. And I'd be like, and so we had the conversation. I was like, hey, could you just start with the positive, then give me the negative? Like, give me some, you know, positive, right? You can still tell me the negative. I'm not saying you got to take it off the table, but just give me some positive, right? So for a while there, he was doing that. And now he then backpedaled to a different place, which is, I'm not going to tell you the truth at all.
See? How's it look? Looks fine.
Let me this is this prime example. I tried.
Son of a.
I tried on a swimsuit yesterday, and it's like a little two-piece, and I know, like, I am not the traditional two-piece body, but when I'm on vacation, I don't care what traditions are. I'm going to wear what I want to wear. So I tried on the two-piece, and I said, so what you think? This man said, I like the color. And that was it. Period. Boop.
I said, the color looks nice.
That's what he said. The color looks nice. Now, all I could do was bust out laughing. Marcus.
Just wear what you want to wear. Why does it matter?
Wait a minute. Marcus has never commented on the color of anything I've worn in the almost 20 years we have been together.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do here.
He's never. I said, the color.
Y'all quit with the damn laughing emojis.
Because all right. It was hilarious. I said, Marcus, that would be like if we had had sex and he does his check-in. How was that? If I said, well, you sounded really good. Like I have never. The noises you were making, those sounded great.
I'm like, all right.
No, you would not. You would be like, oh, is that so you didn't like it? You know, quit trying. I was like, I mean, I'm not sure if I'm really feeling it anyway. So I tried on a nicer one. He said, now that one looks nice. I knew that was his honest answer. It wasn't him trying to like cover up anything. He honestly thought that one looked nice.
I'm glad y'all understand.
Do you not?
No, they understand.
No, they.
I know they do. Ain't nobody. Y'all ain't got to say it. Y'all can be angel wing team all you want. You ain't got to say it. I know you understand.
Okay. All right. So me being, long story short.
Oh, really? You're short now?
Yeah, because I could keep going.
I know you could.
Long story short, I'm frustrated with the size that I am now. It does not make trying on clothes fun. It makes Marcus uncomfortable to tell me how. So you're telling me you don't be. I'm being dead serious, Marcus. Stop rolling. I'm being serious with you. Do you not feel like it is like a little more difficult in my current situation to be able to say like what you really feel about clothing choices and options? You don't sound sincere, but are you being sincere?
Say it again.
Is it more difficult for you in with my current situation of like me being bigger than what I'm used to, is it more difficult for you to feel like you have a safe way to articulate?
Sometimes.
That's all I wanted you to sometimes. Do is tell the truth. I understand that.
Okay.
See?
What else got you in your feelings?
You tell me what's got you feeling some type of way.
Other than this punk ass helicopter.
This helicopter is.
You know what's so bad is we live up like where we live at is on a hill, so he's hovering above other people, but he's right at our window.
Like we could send him a bottle of water. We could just toss him something. Shut up. Okay. So.
Y'all, my punk ass back.
Mmm.
That's what's got me feeling some type of way. I don't know. I'm gonna have to go get checked out. I know that because I moved. We moved our house. We moved for, they got there at what time? 8?
Mm-hmm.
8:30. They got to our house at 8:30. They didn't get finished until 12:45 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
While they were moving, I was moving. I was lifting stuff the whole time. Back got a little tight, no problem. I've done physical activity after physical activity outside doing stuff. Nothing. As soon as I go back to working out, the position of doing a deadlift, something in my back it doesn't like. Don't say it's my form. I have impeccable form. I know I got good form. I don't know what that is because I was going lightweight. I didn't know that it was lightweight. I was going lightweight. Tell I was just doing weight. How it was 135.
He was doing deadlifts.
130, that's nothing.
With 135. You can't.
We got boxes that I carried in the house. It was less than 130 or more than 135. It was 135. To the point to where this is how I know it was not heavy. I was doing 20 reps, and I didn't get tired into the third set.
It's
that's lightweight. That's not like,
babe. I think that it's lightweight relative to what you are capable of, but not lightweight relative to a back injury. That's all I'm saying.
Then my back injury should have started bothering me at the beginning or toward the end of that.
And you have really strong muscles. You do.
Anyway, so it's not nearly as bad as it was before. I thought it was just tight muscles, but then the next day I realized, I'm like, no, this is another disc issue. Just the way it's bothering me and everything. So I've been babysitting and I'm still working out, but I'm just not doing anything dealing with that region of my back. I'm going to leave it alone, let it heal. But it's got me pretty damn pissed off right now. It's annoying.
I would be, I mean, if I were you, I would be annoyed too. Like, that is super duper irritating, especially because you really took the year off to try to get yourself together.
Yeah, I honestly did what I was supposed to.
So I definitely can understand why you would be so frustrated, because he's been really babysitting his back, trying his best to be good.
I didn't do anything until when we started moving.
Yeah. Yeah. And now it's like, well, here we go. We're back at it again. Well, before we continue on to things that have got us feeling good, I want to tell you something that has got us always feeling good. And that is Apostrophe. Y'all, I remember when I was in high school and I would get a pimple, I would put toothpaste on my pimple. Did you ever do that?
Nah, my brother did, though. I used to see him do it all the time.
Have you ever heard of anything else people used to put on their face?
I knew of toothpaste. From what I hear, I've seen hood rat mamas do it. They'll take baby diapers with pee in them and wipe it across their face.
Yeah, people be doing that to babies too. There's people who use hemorrhoid
cream.
Like,
that is
cream,
voided liquids.
But it's
hemorrhoid cream.
Yeah. Well, y'all, don't even listen, people be desperate. Well, you don't have to be desperate anymore, because there is Apostrophe, you guys. Apostrophe allows you to use prescriptive treatments, okay? Not something that somebody's grandma came up with because she stumbled upon, oh, if I put my own poo on my face, my skin clears up. No, don't do this. You are going to be able to be in contact with a board-certified dermatologist who will create a personalized plan that is perfectly tailored to your unique skin. So the way Apostrophe works, you sign up, you take a quick quiz, you take a few snapshots of your face, click, 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 click. They get some history and some of your skincare goals. And then I'm telling you, within a snap, it's so fast, you get a tailored treatment for your skin. So, like I said, you fill out the online quiz. And then what they do is they come up with customized treatment plans. Apostrophe treats acne. They can also help you hit other skincare goals, like reducing redness, wrinkles, even dark spots. Let me tell you, Apostrophe was so easy to set up. Y'all know I ain't got a bunch of time. I don't. So the fact that I was able to do it within, like, it took maybe about 5 minutes for me to fill out everything. It's just, just imagine. Just imagine. Y'all know I'm on tour. If I had to make an appointment with a dermatologist, and if the and something happened and I had to reschedule, y'all, I have about a 2-day window in each of my weeks to be able to do stuff personally. And if things don't fit in that 2-day, it does not get done. I don't have time for that. Apostrophe makes things simple. It makes it convenient. You don't have to go to a pharmacy. They send the medication directly to your house, which is like, y'all, you ain't got to worry about it. And the stuff just, I don't like stuff that feels caked up on my skin. Apostrophe, it blends right into your skin. It just, not like Petey diapers, but like a good facial treatment. All right, so we have a special deal for our audience. Save $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/isthis.
Is this.
When you use our code, is this.
Is this.
The code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/isthis.
Is this.
And click begin visit. Then use our code, is this.
Is this.
And sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's APOSTROPHE.com/is this.
Is this?
And use that code is this to get your dermatology visit and save $15. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring this podcast. So back at it. I'm back at that back. So, yeah, it's not as bad. Praise God.
No, it's definitely not. Ooh, my God. Bad. You know what's also eye-opening is, like, feeling this. Going through what I went through last time and feeling what I'm going through now, I've been here many times before. I always thought it was muscle stuff.
Wow. So, you're back.
Because right now, it feels like muscle stuff. But I know from going through everything and going through the chiropractor and the... Who does the X-ray and CAT scans and MRIs and all that.
Orthopedic doctor?
Yeah, one of them people. From getting out educated on all that stuff, I know exactly what it is. I know exactly what I'm feeling and what's making it feel that way. And then realizing, like, dang, I've been here a few times before in the past. And I think I remember exactly what injury when I was younger caused this.
Wow.
I was diving into a pool one time. Didn't hit the bottom or anything. It was the way I went into the water. And I remember back then, like, my back bothered me for like 3-4 weeks.
So would you ever consider getting surgery?
I don't, it depends. It depends on what the surgery will be doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's only so much that can do. They infuse certain things back there. They shave down discs. Whatever they're going to be doing, I would need to understand exactly what they're going to do. And they would have to, I would have to consider whether the surgery would be worth it versus me being careful.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, some people will go right for the surgery. It's like, yeah, let's do it. But the last time I went through all of this and the way the doctor wanted to avoid, that's the only reason I waited a year, is because he wanted to avoid surgery. As simple as a surgery, it's like, you know, you're in there for less than an hour, you're walking the next day, but when he explained what they have to do, I was just like, all right, let's just wait it out then.
Did he want to avoid surgery because of COVID or avoid surgery because
if you don't need, he's like, if you don't need surgery, I'd rather not do surgery.
Okay, that's understandable. The way Marcus was up in this house crying, or not this house, but our old house crying, yeah. I was like, he needs surgery.
Yeah, lead pain. Well, that was the thing. I was doing all that before he even got a chance to see me. Because the wait was so long.
I know.
But I went from, like, not being able to walk, couldn't lay down, couldn't stand up, crying, to walking within like a week and a half.
Oh, it seemed like an eternity, so I don't know.
And then so by the time I got in there and saw him and we did the consultation, and then when I went back, each time I improved so much. He was just like, it's healing pretty quick. If I was still in that state, he would have been like, lay on the table.
Let me chop you open.
Yeah, but he didn't see a need at the rapid pace that I was healing. But anyway,
Shamir just joined the podcast talking about the Ellis's being pregnant and trying for a girl. She's like, so how about it, Tank and Angel? No.
Then let me tell y'all something real quick. Let me say this again. A lot of you, most of y'all already know. Your boy right here, me, had a vasectomy. Shut the shop down. Ain't no little girls, ain't no more kids coming out of these nuts right here.
Not now. None. One. And I'm done.
Please spread the word, y'all. We got four. We don't want no more kids.
I don't.
Like, at all. So, just because the kids are out of town, don't be saying, oh, they're going to cut. We ain't coming up with number five. Number five is outside right now on all fours.
Yes, she is.
Running from coyotes.
Lottie.
We ain't having no more, y'all.
We not.
Please spread the word.
No more.
Please feel free to comment on those people that say that crap. Because I get sick and tired of seeing it. Y'all better be careful. We ain't got to be careful. That's why we did this.
That's right.
We got to get these walls repainted after all the foolishness we done did.
Let me tell you how pissed off I would be if your vas deferens opened back up and you got me pregnant.
I tell you, I'm going to go get a piece of that doctor's ass. I'm going to meet him in the parking lot. I'm going to be on and popping.
I would be livid.
Restraining order he's going to need to get.
Livid. I'm already over here looking pregnant. I don't want to actually be it.
Yeah, after he did all three. He tied it, burned it, and cut it. And took a piece out.
He did.
He removed a section, tied, burned, cut on both sides.
Listen, that'd be the only way that I would actually. I'd be livid, but then I'd be like, apparently the Lord wanted this child.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you must be
getting ready to do great things. If it come about me, I'm like, hey, I'm ready to go outside and stand on this water and see what happens. Because apparently God got a plan for me.
Apparently I can walk on water. I know you said for you. I'm thinking a plan for this kid. I'll be like, so Harvard, yeah. Yale,
we ain't Howard. Have no more, nor do we want any, y'all.
Not a one.
So you have my permission to be like, get it together. He got a vasectomy. Tune in on their life and you would know it. Because it annoys me when I see that.
Oh, it's way worse for women. I'm surprised that annoys you. It's way worse for women.
I imagine.
Yeah.
I could imagine.
No, so
I couldn't imagine, but.
If you were a woman, you'd be cussing folk out left and right.
First of all, you little raggedy.
Okay, so what's got you feeling good, baby?
Working out again. Because even with the little injuries, I'm like, hey, I'm still going at it. That's got me feeling good this week. You know what's got me feeling good also? Is the, and I might dive into it a little bit on topic, is the level of maturity I realize I've reached.
Okay.
Realizing that, granted, we married, we have little arguments. All married couples do. If they don't, they probably should disagree every now and then. But realizing that even 99.9999.99999, our arguments are very, very small, and it doesn't really account to anybody listening in is like, why is that even a topic? Uh-huh. But realizing what's worth it and what's not. Because like today, two things happened that drove me up the wall.
Please.
Angel has an issue with garage doors. She leaves garage doors. She would leave the house, leave the door open accidentally. She would come in, leave the door open accidentally. We got some valuable things in our garage. We had an entire vehicle stolen from our street before.
It wasn't ours.
It wasn't ours. No, not at all. That was an inside job, I'm sure. But anyway, so again, today, Angel comes home. She's been home probably like 30, 45 minutes. I go into the garage again. Our gym is in the garage where we work out. I don't open that garage door in the daytime unless it's absolutely necessary, because our garage stays actually pretty cool because three of the walls are interior walls. Two of the walls are interior. The top is not exposed to the sun. The other wall is insulated. The only heat source in that garage is actually going to radiate off the garage door itself. So I'm like, don't open the door unless you absolutely need to. Angel will come in the garage door, whatever, she can do what she wants, even if it's not necessary.
I did go press that button, though. I
believe you. She always presses the button. Let me finish. So I step into the garage and the garage is sweltering hot. The door is up. I'm like, Angel, you left the door up. Oh, I pressed the button. She always presses the button. Angel ain't never forgot to press the button. But all 7 or 8 times that the door has been left open, whether this house or the last, the button is always pressed, damn it. The button is always pressed. And this is the history of this. It's all good. We actually had a neighbor across the street that sat in front of her house all day because she realized Angel drove off. In the last neighborhood, they would have took everything. They would have took me if I was standing there.
But they didn't.
So that happened. Garage door is left open. So now it's probably still hot. Can't even work out this afternoon like the way we were supposed to.
I can.
Other thing is we started organizing. We said we were going to tackle one of the rooms.
Mm-hmm. And I had started it first.
And she had started it. She already said what room we were going to tackle. I was like, cool. So I found myself having to step away because I realized she was doing things completely different from me, which is perfectly fine. To me, it seems like it's getting more cluttered, but Angel already had a plan and I realized she had a plan. So instead of me getting frustrated, I got frustrated just a little bit, but then I was like, all right, I went ahead and went with her. Took a deep breath and I said, you know, it is what it is. Now, for us, the way we operate in a marriage, two things that I passed up that I decided not to get pissed off or stay on, that's a huge improvement for me. Right?
It is.
Yeah.
Huge improvement. Huge.
And I Let me tell you what she was doing with these boxes. Can I tell them?
Let me, and then you tell your version, if you don't mind.
Okay, go ahead.
I was going through the boxes, because a lot of these boxes don't belong in the room that they're in. And the boxes are an eyesore. They have been in there since we moved here. So what I was doing was I was going through all the boxes. Anything that needed to be thrown away, I was putting in a pile of boxes that I've been emptying. Anything that was staying, I was pulling out and putting on the coffee tables. Because I know me. If I go to try to put that thing away at that moment, I will then be stuck in the room that I put it in trying to organize that room. So I said, I'm going to focus on this room, empty the boxes. And the only thing I'm going to do is make sure the trash goes to trash and the stuff that we're keeping gets put on the coffee tables.
Yeah. Continue. And I realized she had a plan. However, I came upstairs. No, by the time I got freed up to go join her, she was like, you see how the boxes are gone? I don't see that boxes have disappeared. I only see that more clutter is in the room now because things have been removed out of the box and now out on tables and chairs in the floor. Me, the way I would have done it is I would pick a box, open it up, figure out what everything is in that box and put it where it needs to go. Collapse that box, move to the next one. And I wouldn't have just, you know, taken it out of the box and put it because now it's like, all right, we lost a box, but we gained more clutter. But she had a plan. I realized she had a plan. I said, I'm going to sit over here. I'm going to be the tool in this and just break down the boxes as she hands them to me.
I was like, praise God, because it was about to be a fight.
Oh, it was.
It was. Because he kept, I said, now I already went through that pile. So you don't have to go back through it and tell me it's trash. Is this trash? It's not. I've already declared that it isn't. Amen.
Oh, it's trash.
Amen.
You just ain't getting thrown away right now, but amen.
It is not. And then also, especially when I know what room the thing is supposed to go into, but I don't know where specifically. We have a lot of things that don't have their home yet. And that's enough because either we don't have the furniture for it currently, or I just don't know where it's supposed to go. Like I have a bunch of hair products. At our old house, our guest bedroom, the entire closet was dedicated to my hair products, to like hair instruments that I don't currently use. But if I decide to go back to straight hair, I don't want to have to rebuy all this. I don't want to have to rebuy a hair dryer, curling irons and stuff when all this stuff still works. We don't have that luxury in this house of just having a guest room closet that I can just fill up with hair care products or pedicure stuff. So I need
actually,
to, well, see, I thought we were going to be putting equipment in one and then leaving the other one for like guest coats and stuff.
That's actually what the other one out the garage could be for. That's the coat closet.
Do that one for coats?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So thank you. Now we have an answer. But
asking you shall receive.
I'm gonna hurt him. But yeah, no, it was, we were so close to going and I could feel him getting frustrated.
Yeah, every time.
And
I had the, because as soon as you said we're cleaning, I just went and grabbed a bag. Like, all right, I get to throw all that crap away. That ain't trash. How
is it not trash? And I said, why don't you put the trash that I put together for you in the trash instead of going to.
That amount of trash could have fit in my pockets.
Are you a fibber?
Monk pack. Transition.
Is our next sponsor in today's episode. Y'all heard me. Angel has been cleaning up her act because she would like to lose the weight. However, I work a lot and sometimes need to be able to snack. I don't have time to go and let me fix a salad. Let me grow some fish and some vegetables. Don't have time for all that. That's why I love Monk Pack. Y'all, Monk Pack is only 150 calories, 1 gram of sugar or less, 2 to 3 grams of net carbs, okay? And they're great for anybody living the keto lifestyle. And they're a perfect snack for anyone who's trying to eat better, like myself, or cut back on sugar, like myself, and carbs without sacrificing taste. Yeah, I've had so many milkshakes over the period of time of us moving. The kids were like, we're getting milkshakes again. That's when you know when it's alive.
The kids are tired of it, yeah.
Then we're getting milkshakes. Yes, we're celebrating. We're alive. No more of that. It's time for Monk Pack. And they taste good. This is not like I'm over here depriving myself of something that tastes great, because they do. They're kind of chewy and crunchy at the same time, which is nice. Because you know that you're eating like real nuts that have not been processed. But also you get that chewy goodness to feel like, you know, you're treating yourself. They have the perfect balance of sweet and salty. They use whole nuts and seeds. And you can still really taste all of the delicious flavors. So they have sea salt, dark chocolate, caramel sea salt, and peanut butter dark chocolate, which is my jam. Pop.
I tear off into all of them. I close my eyes and pick one out the bag, the box.
So they're a perfect quick snack, and they really do hit that sweet tooth if you have one without you feeling the guilt. So enjoy Monk Pack's Keto Nut Seed Bars as a quick breakfast while running errands or after a workout. In addition to being keto friendly, these bars are also gluten-free, plant-based, and non-GMO with no soy, which is big. A lot of people are trying to avoid soy. No trans fat, no sugar alcohols, or artificial colors. Marcus, he be obsessed with them, and he be turning them up.
Peanut butter, y'all.
He be killing them, okay? So you can get these delicious treats delivered to your door on a regular basis. And it'll be a complete game changer for you if you're trying to eat healthier. So this is what I want you to do. Try it for yourself and you'll see. And we have a special deal for our listeners. Get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and entering our code ARGUE at checkout. And Monk Pack is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll exchange the product or refund your money, whichever you prefer. To get started, just go to monkpack.com. That's MUNKPACK.com and select any product. Then enter the code ARGUE at checkout to save 20% off your purchase. Monk Pack, delicious, nutritious food you can count on. And we thank them for sponsoring today's episode.
Thank you, Monk Pack.
So you growing, mm-hmm. I appreciate it too. Because that definitely, is this going to cause an argument? Yes. That's what that was about to be.
And I see as soon as we both got excited and agreed to like, all right, let's start downstairs. I was like, this is going to take some real hard work from one or both of us.
And I had started. I'd already been at it for about 15 minutes before he came down there. And I was making progress. I was pulling everything out.
I seen where the possible cliff could have been as soon as she said, see how much better it looks? Look at all the boxes I got rid of. I was like, oh no.
Even a nanny was like, oh yeah, I can see the floor.
She ain't got no sense.
I'm telling you said it. But yeah, no. I'm glad that you have gotten more mature or patient. I don't know what the heck you want to call it.
Yeah, take note.
I'm a saint.
Yeah, you are.
That's what I am over here. What's got me feeling good? I'm surprised you didn't mention this, but that's all right. You can be selfish. I got to spoil my husband on Father's Day, and that was nice. Got to buy him a couple of little treats.
She did. Nina was a sugar mommy yesterday.
It was so sweet. Marcus always enjoys taking me shopping. So I was glad to be able to take him because Marcus never has clothes.
No.
Is this the new?
That's one of
them. Oh, yeah.
I go shopping for clothes like every 3 years. Unless it's like something specific that I want to buy.
I feel like you used to go shopping every, like we would have the same conversation.
That's when Wendell was here.
But every summer, I ain't got no clothes. I ain't got no clothes. So
then I stopped caring.
So yeah, we were able to go get him some things. We need to go back, return some things. We were just buying anything. I think there for a second. We were just like, Marcus, he ain't no good. Well, if you gonna do it, then do it all the way.
Yeah. That's my love language. I like buying gear. I like buying stuff. I'm like, if you're going to get something, go get it.
That is his.
You ain't going to get the whole outfit? Why are you just buying the shirt?
That's him. That is definitely him. Also, but outside of Father's Day, the other thing that's got me feeling good is that my birthday is next week. And
is it next week?
Yes.
You got to come up with a game plan for your gift.
What?
Yeah, you ain't told me nothing.
I did.
I've been asking you for 3 weeks now.
I did. I even sat down and went over that woman. You didn't really even want to pay attention to it. I was showing you the clothes of hers that I like.
All right.
Anyways, there are some things that I'm going to be doing. There are some changes that are going to be happening. I'm not going to tell y'all, though. Y'all going to just have to wait and see. I told Daisha, that's our nanny. She was like, oh my God, yes. She's like, yes. I love it. I am.
She's a fool.
I am super duper 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 excited about it. I can't wait for y'all to see the changes. Are you?
Yeah.
I wish the weight was already gone. I'm telling y'all. Because everything together would just be. Don't play me. You better smile in my face.
Yeah.
Okay, you better. Don't try to be all not mysterious.
Don't try to be all you.
Right. No, it's not my boobs. No. Breast augmentation, you have to wait 6 months after you have stopped nursing before you can get a breast augmentation. So y'all know, Amar just stopped nursing 2 seconds ago. So I got some time for that. And I want to wait until the tour is over before.
Yeah, you don't want to be traveling with that.
Oh, the travel with Kevin and Tahir.
Who also. Oh, you mean augmentation, not reduction.
Augmentation is a change.
Oh.
Regardless, it's just when you change. But to have to deal with them while I'm in pain, I don't even. Oh, I be praying for myself. Even though both of them are very sweet in nature and very nice to me, it'd be terrible.
Yeah.
All right. So, with the last, 20 minutes we have of the podcast.
Let's jump fun. Into the
Let's jump into the topic.
Go ahead.
No, this is
your... I thought you could word it better. You said I had trouble wording it.
Go ahead and start wording it. And then
so, I feel like the topic, thought it'd be a good topic, is specifically, I mean, Angel too, because we're both stepping into this realm of where we're starting to collaborate with people. So, and also in the career of this ever-changing, what is it?
Landscape?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, perfect word. Ever-changing landscape. Of being able to strategically make moves and always having to think 3 and 4 steps ahead of the current situation.
Listen, how can I word this? These past couple of weeks, I've had to witness my friends go through so much. My friends and my coworkers go through so much. Because of our careers. These mm-hmm. are careers we chose, so ain't nobody complaining. But our career is unlike no other.
Yeah.
So me and Marcus, as influencers and family vloggers, we put our personal life out there where anyone can comment, whether it be a supporter or whether it be a neutral bystander that just has an opinion on the mm-hmm. thing they saw, or whether it be somebody who's just a bitter hater, right? And we have to decide, like, for us, one, how we decide to internalize it or how we decide to deflect it, as well as how... prior to whatever we put out, figuring out, like, what is the impact, right? Mm-hmm. Like, while, you know, we would all try to practice this, the thing that a lot of people preach, which is don't be caring about, don't care about what other people say, do what you think yeah. is right. However, we are in the business of opinions
mm-hmm.
having to matter some. And also knowing that, like, we can't just say anything. We have to think about how our words will impact. Like, me and Marcus have conversations offline all the time about, like, okay, these are some things you cannot say. While it might be cool with me, and I'm not talking about, like, anything derogatory, so I don't want anybody to run off, like, Marcus or me be out here just saying, But, like, as the landscape is changing in the world and trying to figure out, like, is this now offensive or is this now taken the wrong way or has this way of thinking now been challenged? So do we need to start doing self-reflection of what does this actually mean or say? You know what I'm saying? Like, you all will see me definitely on Here's the Thing. I am constantly trying to make sure I'm using inclusive terms. I miss the mark a lot, but I'm constantly, like, especially when it comes to gender neutrality, when I'm talking about a married couple, using the word spouse instead of husband and wife, when I'm talking about people who have disabilities, whether it be like they're in a wheelchair or whether they have some sort of mental, like, regression that's not the same as everybody else, using differently abled instead of disabled. Like, so
the, especially in this day and time, it's it seems like we're all learning something new every single day, if not every single hour, of what would be considered appropriate versus inappropriate. Because it's like, it's things that people were completely oblivious to before. And it's like, now you have, it's internet, it's communication. People can now talk, or they can talk and create groups and they get together and it's like, yeah, we don't like this, we don't like that. People shouldn't be saying this because it makes us feel a certain way. And it's, at this day and time, it's like extremely hard to, even if you're being, trying your best to be like cognizant of, okay, like Angel was saying, being very careful about what you're saying, you could still be saying something and have no idea that would be offensive, even if you're trying your best not to be offensive or try to be respectful.
We're going to continue the conversation, but we don't want to be too late on introducing our last ad, which is Ritual. You all know I've talked about Ritual before because I'm all about putting that premium fuel in your body. And Ritual is that premium fuel because we all deserve to know what we are putting in our bodies. Okay. And Ritual is super duper transparent about what is going in their multivitamin. It's vegan friendly. It's high quality nutrients that are bioavailable, so your body understands exactly what's going on. There's no sugars, there's no GMOs, there's no allergens, synthetic fillers, there's no artificial colorants. They are all things that your body would understand. And then there's the delayed release, my favorite part. I love explaining this. Those of you all who've heard me do this ad before have heard it multiple times, but I'm gonna say it again. The delayed release allows the vitamin to actually make it into your intestines where your body actually absorbs nutrients. People probably think that when things are broken down in the stomach, that's where you're absorbing nutrients. No, the only purpose of the stomach is for the stomach acid to break things down so it can go into the intestines where it then can absorb the nutrients. So if your vitamin is completely destroyed because of your stomach acid, you're not absorbing most of the nutrients. But the way Ritual has created their vitamin with the coating on the outside, it allows for a delayed release so that it makes it to your intestines and so that you're getting all the nutrients. That fuel is pumping through your body. Okay? So when you're taking Ritual, this is what you're going, this is what you can possibly feel. I'll tell you from my perspective, more energy. Okay. That, listen, I don't, if you ain't about to give me some more energy, and I'm not talking about that energy like with the energy drink where you feel like you're a little crackhead. I'm talking about that energy like you're like, oh, I can clean this house. I've got the energy. I'm not feeling like I need to take a nap at 1 o'clock. No, I feel uplifted. I feel like, whew, you know, refreshed. That's the type of feeling you get from taking Ritual. You just take 2 daily pills, okay? And also, they have it formulated for not just me as a woman. They also have it for men and teens because our bodies mm-hmm. all need different things, okay? And they deliver it to your door every month with free shipping, always. And you can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription at any time, okay? So if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll even refund you your first order, okay? So this is what we want you to do. Get key nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/argue to start your ritual today. So back at it. Here's the thing. So then that's one whole thing to when you are having your audience say things that, or you know, or having your audience react to things not in the way you expected. That's one whole thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's not how I meant it. But when you are at a place where people can, where people feel comfortable with creating elaborate stories that they know nothing about.
Loud and wrong.
It's hard to prepare for that.
Yeah, it's that. And I was actually having this conversation. And it's like that for anybody that's had to, like as y'all know, I was in construction. So anytime you're ordering material, let's say because I'm looking at a bunch of roofs right now. Let's say you're ordering shingles for a house and or a building, an entire apartment complex or whatever it may be. And you have to order so many hundreds of thousands of shingles. And they're breakable. So you overcompensate for 10%. And that's called the overcompensation because you expect it to get broken in shipping, stuff to be missing, something to be ordered wrong. Mm-hmm. It's always they account for that 10%. Or even if it's glass. Let's another analogy. Let's say glass. You had to order jars. So you got to compensate for that 10%. So when you get the box or you get the shipment come in and you hear a couple of boxes rattling and shaking, it's like, oh my God, all your focus is going toward that 10% that's broken, even though you got the other 90% that is 100% fine. Nothing is wrong with it. It's perfect. You actually accounted for that. You're going to be able to get your project in and done and everything will be complete. However, that broken 10% over here is the only thing you can hear because that's the only thing making that much noise.
Yeah.
So your focus becomes, oh my God, you open it up, the box and stuff's messed up and shattered around. And it's like, but it don't matter. Discard it and focus on the 90.
Right.
But it's hard to do because it's like your car. If you scratch it, you ain't worried about the rest of the paint that's good. You worried about the scratch that's on the car that's covering that small little section.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to like look past all that stuff. But in like, especially as the big public eye that Angel's in, like especially earlier on in this transition that she's currently still in, it was a lot of people that were just like, oh, her. I don't like, you know, not a lot, but it was a small, probably
some people who weren't
2 or 3%, you know,
that weren't excited to have me. But it was an overwhelming amount of people who were excited to hear my point of view, to hear a fresh take on things. But I do believe sometimes, and I mean, we can even be at fault of this. Y'all know we do Married at First Sight recaps.
Oh, yeah.
And we goes in.
Yeah.
We goes in on folk. However, the difference, I will say, not to sound hypocritical, is that we know we're speculating when we're like, they're doing this because of this. And I say we're speculating, so like there's no confusion on I know I don't know what I'm talking about, right?
And we always willingly admit when we wrong,
like yes, when we
like have, we call ourselves out hard
when we have guests on, we have no problem admitting we were wrong. We have no problem being completely transparent about what we said.
What's different is we're not going off of a situation, we're going off something that is scheduled that comes on that we see, and our opinions change every week.
Oh yeah.
I say it is. I should have shut up because this is what happened.
Right.
So it's not taking one little thing and making it, you know, well, this is that and that's it.
But you know what else it is? I think a lot of times is that you know, it's especially difficult when not every single part of our life are we trying to have to be for entertainment, right? So when you feel though as though people are commenting on a piece of your life that was never meant to be public, or because some things happen, you know, behind closed doors, right? Some things. So when people sometimes feel, what is it? It's not privileged. They feel entitled to every piece of your life, so that when you don't give them a piece, they feel as though there is a narrative they have to come up with to make that piece of your life that they don't know about make sense, right? So me and Marcus share a lot. There's a lot we don't share. And
oh yeah, we definitely get it though.
And if there was a piece of our life that we didn't share that people were hungry to know about, and sometimes, I'm not saying this with all people, sometimes people will be like, well, if you just tell me, then I wouldn't think this, but I'm going to think this anyway, right? It's kind of like, you know, we were very hush-hush about when we were moving just for our own like safety and knowing that we didn't need to have everything out in the public. We were like, once we move, once we make that happen, we'll announce that we move. But
and you get those people that are like outlandish about stuff. I think it was one of our podcasts. I think I was probably tired. Andrew was tired. We wasn't really vibing. Somebody literally commented and said, I don't like his energy. I fear for her safety. I deleted that comment so quick. I was like, what an idiot. Like, to take all the podcasts that we have up, to take one little moment from one podcast and be like, oh, he's probably doing, I'm out here for her safety. Like, get out of here. Shut up. Go on somewhere. But the other thing, so the reason I was bringing up being able to, you got to think so many steps ahead and, you know, react and everything. And what I'm learning personally, what I'm learning is because I'm now, because we collaborate, we have friends, we're a part of this whole little, we are part of this crew and we all co-mingle. And it's one of those things to where my actions affect them.
Yes.
It's like anything that I do, anything that I say, I now have to realize that it affects Angel and her brand. It affects Melissa and her brand. It affects Kevin, his brand, even Greg, Tahir, Tony. Because people see us together, they know we're all one crew. Even people associated with them, it's just like, particularly like Bald and Beautiful. If I go off and do my own thing and I'm, you know, acting or doing something or acting ridiculous or something, or if I say something off kilter, it's not going to always be, oh, well, Marcus said this or Tank that said that. It's that dude from Bald and Beautiful.
Right.
For people that don't know us.
Yeah.
Or that dude that's on that show with Melissa or Angel's husband. You know, that's probably what it'll be first. Angel's husband, when it's only me. So now I have to take into consideration, like, if I'm simple things, commenting on a post, putting something up funny, even if it's like even lighthearted, it's just like, oh, I'll comment on somebody's post. It's like I have to think about what I'm putting, how people will take it. And I'm still new at it. I know Angel and they're a little more seasoned, so they may be quicker and think through those things. But if you see me commenting on somebody's post, I actually sat and thought about it for a good minute before hitting post. I'm like, what are they saying? Let me go back and look at it again. Is this funny? Is it not funny? Or, you know, depending on what it is. Some stuff I just get out there, I'm like, this is hilarious. I'm going to say that. But a lot of times it's no. I actually had to think about it.
Which is what we have to do. Listen, y'all know I do a podcast that we do commentary on The Bachelor and we roast The Bachelor. We go in hard for the sake of comedy. And
how for the sake of comedy?
Clack, clack. Clack, clack. But
how would it sound like that part? Just to
things like liking someone's post that was politically or racially wrong will get a person dragged.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, such and such liked a post where two people were holding up the Confederate flag. You about to get dragged.
Yeah. You could have liked it and then went down and be like, this is disgusting. They only saw that like.
Right. Like. So, like, for us, why did a scent, just walk past
the
you?
The AC just kicked on.
Oh, it smelled like a candle or something. I don't know.
It's me, girl. Smelling all great.
Is it, baby? For us, we have to truly think about what we're going to say, how we're going to say it, how we're going to respond, because we know once that moment happens, there's always a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that reaction is positive or negative is what we're trying to predict. And like Marcus said, in this brand that we're building, in the people that we have now started working with, there is a bit of an ecosystem. And in that ecosystem, we have to realize, and it's something that Marcus, I feel like, has come around to, mm-hmm. as he's mentioned, realizes that, like, he is not building a brand in a vacuum. His brand is being built in connection to my brand, in connection to the Fredericks' brand, in connection to many people. It'd be different if Marcus was already Marcus that Heffa, and then there was a collaboration, then those are two yeah. brands merging together and people already know what it is. But Marcus is the youngin' in the group as far as in with creating content. So not to say that we will forever, eventually Marcus's brand will be strong enough on its own.
Yeah, absolutely.
That like what Marcus does is Marcus. Yeah. Well, there might be, if he does something crazy, well, could there be some backlash yeah.
Right. Could be. However, while under construction and building this whole thing, it's like I gotta be definitely careful, because even now it's like I would never collaborate with anybody who I saw put up toxic stuff, or if I saw somebody in a lot of commotion or a lot of turmoil. I don't know. Just somebody in what am I trying to say?
I don't know. That's, I'm waiting.
If I saw somebody that seemed toxic to a majority.
Uh-huh.
Even if I was cool with that person, or if I was a friend with that person or wanted to do something with them, I would have to now think about my brand and be like, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to
mm-hmm.
step away. I got to steer clear. And I, for one, am not trying to have anybody look at me that way. Now, they could love or hate what I do.
Mm-hmm.
However, I want it to be based off opinion and not factual of this could damage my brand.
Right. So, yeah, it's definitely a tricky place, because also with us, you know, I am a comedian. Marcus is comedic. There is this whole thing of also like trying to make sure that when we're joking, people understand it's a joke. So we'll bring up what happened this weekend. I was hosting a Juneteenth celebration, and before we get into the story, I am now at this place that is kind of weird. And I don't mean weird in a bad way, but weird in a, this is very like different for me, but there is positiveness to it. So I don't want to make it feel like angels being some type of way, but this event, I feel like, was truly the first event where it felt like there were like multiple people being like, I know who you are. And I watch all of your stuff. And just like wanting to talk to me, like wanting to take pictures. Yeah, at the comedy show, that's different. People came to see me do comedy. This is Juneteenth. We celebrating our freedom, right? And it happened a couple of times. And then there was one woman, super sweet, came up to me. She was like, I'm an angel wing. And I was like, well, hello, right? And, you know, we're distant. She's like, just saying how much she enjoys all the stuff that I do or whatever. She's like, I'm an angel wing. She looked at Marcus. She said, I'm not a heifer though, but I am an angel wing.
And me being me, right off, I stopped myself because I was about to be like, oh, yes, you are. But I realized a husband or son was there. I was like, yeah, she ain't going to let nobody call her no heifer in front of her husband. But I was real, I had to catch myself. I'm like, I'm not a heifer. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are, girl. Just for saying that you a heifer. But like, even with that, you know what I'm saying? Marcus calling y'all heifers.
Y'all know it's a term of endearment.
From him. And he's also calls himself heifer.
To myself as a heifer.
Right,
so
right.
Any and everything could be a heifer. Don't even matter.
Yes, it doesn't have to be female.
Yeah, female, male. It don't have to be a human.
That heifer over there. Look at that big old table. Yes. So like even
but with, most times it's humans.
So even with that, this is a joke that Marcus started when communicating with our Patreon. And so it's become something that has stuck in. We find it to be hilarious, but
yes, heifer merch is coming soon.
Yes, it is. But realizing that, like, not everybody is going to see it for what it is, and that's fine. Everybody has a right to feel their own feelings and have their own opinions. But even with that, it's like a thing of, all right, how do we build this thing? Make it authentic, but also not purposefully try to offend anyone. And while also improving ourselves and improving our knowledge about how to, you know, be respectful to people and also be funny. It's a lot. It's a lot. And then when you have like random arrows thrown at you, you're just like,
nah. Yeah, you got these straight bullets coming. Like just when I said, Kevin, to hear your titties.
It's like,
but if it's somebody that you don't know, it's just like, where did this come from? What?
Right, exactly.
Straight bullets, some of them be funny though.
Straight bullets, you just be like, I mean, sometimes, so yeah, for anybody who's ever thought about doing this, that's one thing I would always encourage is find out how thick your skin is because this is. We're in a time that we were never in. Superstars from back in the day did not have to deal with this. While they did have to deal with negative press, it's a lot easier.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to deal with somebody, deal with the public when you don't have to deal with the public.
There you go.
Because it's like, oh, they just look at reviews and read articles. And it's just like, all right, I made this money. But however, we are constantly in front of an audience multiple times a week because this is what we do. It's what we're here for. It's how we make a living. Hopefully to entertain you guys, and you guys, you know, are y'all very entertaining to me. But show your appreciation by supporting us. We're in the public eye a lot more than like a superstar or somebody.
Well, you know, they don't interact with the public.
Yeah, that's like, what I'm saying. They don't have to interact. It's just like
that's one of my favorite parts is being able to interact with you all. It's not just me making content. It's also being able to see your reaction to the content. And so when all of a sudden people are talking about something other than the content that someone is creating and they're now making this fictitious thing content, it is sometimes hard to be like, now what that, first of all, that's not true. And second of all, this is not my content. My content is this thing I'm showing you. Why are you all trying to make this something? So it is hard.
And Shantae is correct. It is Angel's fault.
It is not my fault that they are heifers. It's not. It's just not.
Y'all caught that straight bullet because of Angel. And it stuck.
Does
anybody see this outlet that ain't back in?
I'm
about to put hands on this painter if they don't hurry up and come back.
They coming back, what'd you say, Thursday?
He's supposed to be calling me by now.
You call him.
I am.
Did you call the electrician?
I told you he's going to be here tomorrow mid-morning.
No, when did you tell me that?
We were sitting here when I said that. Heifers don't be listening.
But did you get my attention before you started talking about
it? I didn't look you dead in your eye, but we're sitting here. I couldn't have been talking to nobody else.
Marcus, you can talk to yourself.
You're right.
Marcus is good for starting to talk to me and me not even knowing.
I'm sitting here. I said the electrician will be here tomorrow mid-morning. I said, by the way, he'll be tomorrow here mid-morning.
You said, by the way, he'll be tomorrow.
He'll be here tomorrow mid-morning.
Who was he?
When you brought up the spa.
When did I bring up the spa?
Early.
In this podcast?
No, babe, before we started.
I brought up the spa. No. Before we started, I brought up the spa. Yeah, what did I say?
I don't remember. You brought up, you said something about the hot tub or something, and I said, by the way, electrician will be here tomorrow mid-morning. I just made all that up, apparently.
Okay. You guys, this has been a great episode.
Nah, the hell with this episode. And you.
This has been a great episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
Hold up. Were we recording when I said that, y'all? Were y'all already live?
Was I paying attention? Is the question.
It don't matter. I said it to you.
It does. If I'm not paying attention, it matters. When the hot tub was saran wrap, he said that.
Okay. I'm sorry. Y'all said, with the update on the hot tub, I said it's still saran wrapped. I said, by the way, the electrician will be here mid-morning.
Marcus, I was not paying attention to you. You were talking to them.
So you admit it happens. I say stuff. You ain't paying attention.
How dare she? That's the point. Is that if you're not talking to me and you don't have my attention, don't expect me to absorb what you're saying. That's why I always say, Marcus. Shh,
remember this.
That's why I always say, Marcus, were you listening? Did you hear me?
Again, she's right.
No, I'm just saying.
Somehow.
Let me zoom in.
Yeah, zoom in.
He was talking.
Father, you're doing it wrong.
He was talking to you all while I was working on making sure this show got recorded.
This is coming from the same heifer that will spark up in the middle, start off mid-sentence.
Did you
from
not do that today?
That was mentioned last week.
Did you not do
that
today?
Yeah, so they said it was going to be blue. What the hell are you talking about? You remember we was talking about the color of the house? When?
Did you not do that today?
I didn't. Get out. You got to zoom out.
Wait. You didn't do that today.
No, I didn't. You glad I'm lying.
Marcus.
Petty McGee over here.
No, you tell the truth. He all of a sudden, he said.
It was today. I talked about something else that happened today.
You
were bringing up something from February.
But that was. Mid-sentence. But no.
Like you got pause and then press play again. This is a new part of the podcast right now. Thank y'all for tuning in to Is This Gonna Cause an Argument.
Marcus.
Thank y'all. We want to make sure that y'all like,
Marcus
subscribe,
sat here.
Share.
Marcus comment. Sat at his computer. He sat down. He said, he responded just now. And I turned around and I said, what? Are you talking about the graphic designer? Oh, yeah. No, yeah, the graphic designer.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to myself then. That's easy.
Twist your nipples. Special thank you to Apostrophe, Monk Pack, and Ritual for sponsoring this podcast. Special thank you to our Patreon, them heifers, the Angel Wings. I know you're not talking, Marcus.
Sound like your tongue was tied to your teeth. Them heifers.
Okay, Marcus. Okay.
Riders, Wings, thank y'all. Appreciate it.
Don't smile at me now.
Go ahead.
We'll see you all next week. We will be taking a week off for our anniversary, the week of July 12th. That podcast would have been on the 15th, I think. I can't remember when it would fall, but we won't be here, is what I'm saying. So, enjoy these next two, and we'll see you all after our break, right?
Yeah.
Is man shit coming?
Man shit's coming. Am I putting a date to it? No, you'll be posted. You'll get a far enough warning ahead when it is coming.
All right, good people.
And queen shit.
We will talk to you all later. Y'all be blessed.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.